Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You remember this. This was in the middle of, you know, a narrative that was starting to be thrown out there. Myles Garrett was talking, just kept talking about how Mason Rudolph had said what he said, or what Myles Garrett thought that he said, and that Myles Garrett contends that he said. ESPN had jumped aboard, and the Steelers thought it was very much mischaracterized, and just an overt lie, what was said by the Steelers' backup quarterback. And then Mike Tomlin just said, enough is enough. I want to go on with Stephen A. Smith, and this happened.
I got a lot of personal relationships within that organization over there in Cleveland. At no point did anyone within that organization come forward and say, Mike, heads up, we got a situation here, or something of that nature that you would expect that comes with those type of allegations. So I fully support Mason Rudolph. We as an organization fully support Mason Rudolph. And to be quite honest with you, we were hacked off with what we saw this weekend. Not specifically from Myles Garrett. He's been in the lane that he's in. But what was displayed by ESPN in that panel, the way that the situation was presented, I don't think was fair to Mason Rudolph. And that's why I'm here today.
Those were strong words on a weekday morning. I'll never forget it. I was watching. I was like, oh, my gosh. And that's a very, very prominent black man in the NFL saying that another black man in the NFL is a liar. No two ways about that. That's exactly what that is. And the perpetuation of that was bothering him by a big network in this country. That's fact. That's not any opinion. That's exactly what happened. That's why it's hard for me. And contract's a contract. You lock up your best players. And I get it, what the Cleveland Browns are doing. And they should. Myles Garrett's a very good football player. It's still hard for me to sit here, as we're on the cusp of potentially the NFL starting, that the story just is left to twist in the wind. That when we read about Myles Garrett, we read about him getting rich. We read about him being a very good football player. We read about Cleveland locking him up to a contract extension. And that's all well and good, all that football stuff. I just can't believe he's not going to be suspended. I can't believe that you can have an investigation. It could turn out to where the official league findings are this, that nothing corroborates a man trying to sully another man's reputation by one of the most damning things you can do, which is dub someone a racist and say he said a very racist thing, and we just throw up our hands and walk away from it. And even if you don't want to suspend the guy, how you can't make him go through sensitivity things. You can't make him do some other things to get back on the field. He was suspended not for what he said. He was suspended for his actions for swinging the helmet. He really tried to put Mason Rudolph, an indelible mark on Mason Rudolph, forever. And well, we just walk away from it.
There's two things. One, he should have been suspended longer for attempting to kill a man with a helmet. And so that part it annoys me to no end, that it's six games and he just walks away. And I think the other part of this, which is the more important part, is that the NFL kind of just left it to twist in the wind somewhat there's no closure on this thing from the Steelers' side, from Mason Rudolph's side. I don't gather anyway. I mean, Mike Tomlin attempted to gain some level of closure with what he said to Stephen A. Smith that day, and we just played part of it back here. But there's never been the closure of, okay, this guy says that what he said about Mason Rudolph was not true, or Mason Rudolph, you know, there's never been any of that. And so by letting it just sort of hang out there, it allows the rumor and conjecture to continue to constantly simmer under the surface. And no one's ever come out and said, here is what happened. This is the unequivocated truth, other than people from the Pittsburgh Steelers who have said, hey, we were there, and no one said anything to us about what happened on that night, or I was standing within 6 feet of what went down that night. I didn't hear anything.
Right.
Nobody
from
the Cleveland Browns even said, I heard that thing said that Miles
Garrett
said. So you
side with your allegiances. And people in Pittsburgh think Mason Rudolph's right. People in Cleveland think that Miles Garrett's right. And the rest of the football-watching world goes, well, I don't really know what to think. But you had an official investigative body, and they never issued a, here's our conclusion. Their conclusion was, we don't really know. Nobody heard anything. That's not good enough.
No, that's the problem in this whole thing, is that the NFL just kind of threw up their hands and said, eh, we don't know. And you're right. That's not good enough. For either side, it's not good enough.
Yeah, it's absolutely not good enough. Again, if you don't want to suspend him, I can kind of understand that. I can, but you just can't go around trying to tab someone a racist or be very specific as to what someone said, and not have corroboration and not have proof and not. It's incumbent upon you to prove that. And I just feel like his intent was to bury Mason Rudolph from a personal standpoint. And now you just walk away from it. And it's sort of ridiculous.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.